Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time, and I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
Good morning to you on this Wednesday, October 1st. Welcome to the last quarter of the year of 2014 here on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. We have all at this information on our website at writingtheright.com, R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, the, or R-I-G-H-T.com. Learn more about us there. You can take a look at the lineup for the entire week. Today, our constitutional study of the making of America, plus the Christian life and character of the civil institutions of the United States, Benjamin Morris's book. You're going to get some information and history that you will inspire you, will encourage you, and needs to be known, needs to be understood, needs to be brought out to application in our daily lives here. On Friday, we're going to have Dr. Jessica Spencer on medical marijuana amendment, and this week starts the early voting for some of the states, including Florida. October 6th is the registration deadline for general elections here in this state. October 20th, early voting begins for the general election as well, so folks getting ready for looking at the candidates along the way. Now, let's take a look at the book this morning. As we look into the book of James, we're looking, jogging through James, we're in chapter 5, and the misuse of riches in our lives. Come now, you rich, weep and howl. I've talked about this already yesterday, and so I won't go on, but it says you have been condemned to put to death the righteous man. He does not resist you. Therefore, be patient. And we talked about that, being patient. And strengthening your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't complain, so that yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. We count those blessed who endured. So enduring is all. And then he concludes yesterday's devotion. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or earth or with any other oath, but your yes be yes and your no, no, so that you may not fall under judgment. What are we talking about there? Well, we're talking about the fact that a lot of people, I'm not talking about swearing, using cuss words, we're talking about giving an oath, so help me God. Well, you know, we do that in our courts, and that is to show that we are going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so that's what he's saying when he says, but your yes be a yes and your no, no, so that you may not fall under judgment. In other words, don't be a hypocrite about those kinds of things. It's important that hypocrisy does not rule the day. That's why Righting the Right has 5 major stances. R for reformation, I for integrity, let your yes be yes and your no, no. G for godliness. What would God do? H for honor, honoring those people you're talking with, honoring everybody, and not having a hypocritical or a bias or a prejudice or a racist attitude toward anybody. And T for truth, telling the truth. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, based on all that you've learned in the process. Well, that's a look at the book this morning. I hope that hypocrisy does not rule your life in the area of talking, in your area of walking, in any area in your life whereby you yourself make a difference in other people's lives and influence other people. You are a testimony. Whether you are a Christian or not, you are a testimony to your children. You are a testimony as to how you act, your habits. May your moral virtues flourish today. That is my encouragement to you. And our verse for the week, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So abiding in him, abiding in Christ, he says, and his words abiding in you, the word of God, which we've just talked about in James chapter 5, if it abides, if it dwells in you and you ponder upon it, you meditate on it and you act upon it and you obey it, then you could ask whatever you want and God's going to give it to you. Well, it's not so much about what you get. It's how you glorify God through the process. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. You know, the average church knows more about promotion than prayer. That's our weekly thought by Leonard Ravenhill. More about promotion than prayer. Probably more about marketing than the Gospel of Mark. How about that? All right, that's mine. Now, the fact of the matter is we need to be consistent. And by God's grace, we can be. We need to pray for that. I pray before I come on the radio every day for the sake of bringing out the truth, the whole truth. And I pray that hypocrisy doesn't rule and reign, you know. I'll get emails of people who think I'm this or that, and they'll blaspheme me for this or that and prejudge me or because of my views on this or that, you know. And sometimes I laugh it off, and sometimes I just delete it, you know, just like you delete an email and never think about it anymore because they don't really know. And if they listen to the show long enough, they will see my heart and my desire to really do what is right. I think if I ask you that same question, you will say, I try to. I try to do that. I try to do what is right. I try to be a good example as a father or a mother or as a student or as a child. I try to do what is right. And my trying sometimes falls short, but people forgive me, and that's fantastic when they do that. And I'm seeking to do that which is right in the eyes of God. I'm not trying to please man over God. And I'm not trying to rule it over anybody by saying I choose this mammon over that mammon, because I choose God rather than mammon. In other words, materialism and material things aren't essential in our lives. Food, clothing, and shelter, basic needs in our lives. That's what God promises, that he'll supply our need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Well, that's a look at the book this morning. Now let's take a look at some of the conservative perspective on the news. Here's a conservative review of our role in fighting terror. This Hatib Daniel Horowitz, War on Islamic State Terrorism, a conservative view. Over the past few months, we witnessed the advance of the radical Islamic State ISIS, otherwise known as IS, or ISIS meaning Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, expand its invasion into northern Iraq and watch as they slaughtered innocent Christians. While most conservatives and the broad public have grown wary of getting involved in more foreign conflict, especially given all of our challenges at home, there's continued broad support for protecting our allies in North Iraq from these despicable Islamic barbarians. They're Islamo-Nazis is what they are, Islamo-fascists, if you will. However, conservatives must be clear to President Obama that the course of action he has laid out is unacceptable and that inaction would be superior to his plan. We must also remember that IS is not the only pan-Islamic threat, nor is it necessarily a more existential threat than the Shiite-aligned axis of Iran, Bashar Assad, and Hezbollah. The president initially announced that he does not have a strategy for dealing with IS. Remember that? Then he announced a plan to fight IS with a tepid, non-existent global coalition and focus America's military role primarily to help arm the Syrian rebels and the National Iraqi Army, which is saturated with pro-Iranian Shiite elements. Most appallingly, he refused to identify the enemy, noting that IS is not Islamic. This approach is completely backwards. IS is most certainly Islamic, and so are the Syrian rebels and the Iranian proxies he wants to help. Here are some concerns conservatives must consider now that Congress has returned and will consider continuous bills authorizing more force in IS, as you know, of the bombing strategies. Strategy. The broad strategy should be very unambiguous. Either stay out of the fight completely or use overwhelming strategic airstrikes and bombing runs against IS with the purpose of eliminating as many of them as possible while working to empower the Kurds to completely control as much of northern Iraq as possible. Current operations, which amount to tossing a few bombs at some armored trucks while outsourcing our fortitude to a non-existent global coalition in order to distract from Obama's political problems, is not a strategy whatsoever. It's been a political thing for Obama. We'll talk more about that when we come back on the Glenn Papp Show. Let's keep righting the right.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Welcome back to the Glenn Papp Show, with our conservative perspective on the news. We're talking from Daniel Horowitz's article called War on Islamic State Terrorism, and he talked about the strategy. The strategy should not be what it is today, just bombing. We've already heard from our military this past week here that the military believes that we have to have boots on the ground in order to make this effective, to bomb in the right places. Obama is seeking to do this more of a political realm to make him look good, but his polling has not come up because of this. So I'm sure he's disturbed about that. And that's about what he concerns himself more, not about the Islamic atrocities that are happening in Iraq and Syria and in the Middle East, but about his polls and what he looks like, unfortunately. Well, Daniel Horowitz goes on with his article, and he talks about mission creep. Mission creep. The Middle East is a rough neighborhood, he says, and aside from the Kurds, there are no good players in the region. Instead of focusing on a relentless campaign to destroy ISIS, Obama is focusing on arming other unsavory elements and is calling on Congress to help arm the Syrian rebels. These groups are not worth American treasure, and we should not fight their battles, he thinks. CENTCOM Commander General Lloyd Austin and the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, have already admitted that there is no way to ensure that the weapons will not wind up in the hands of the very terrorists we are fighting. And indeed, the family of one of the murdered American journalists is alleging that the rebels turned over the Stephen Sutcliffe to ISIS. Many of these rebels are working with ISIS, and ISIS must not be even more evil and grisly than any other groups, but it's still worth using our power to help other Islamic extremists beyond protecting truly innocent people from imminent genocide. Protecting northern Iraq from ISIS should be the only mission at this point. He goes on and says, don't help Iran and Assad. Furthermore, we should not cozy up to Iran and the Syrian government or expend American military might helping them in order to defeat ISIS. We are in a broad war against Islamic terror. ISIS is merely the latest offshoot of Al-Qaeda, one terror group. The rise of this group does not erase the threat Iran and its affiliates, such as Hezbollah, pose to our interests. Now let's talk about immigration concerning these thoughts. Ultimately, groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda can only hurt us directly by actually sending agents to America. Aside from our porous border, we have continued to let people in through our front door who represent a security threat. We've already had over 100 confirmed cases of American Muslims traveling to Iraq to fight on behalf of ISIS. Additionally, DHS has confirmed that they have lost track of over 6,000 foreign nationals who have entered the country on student visas but have disappeared into the population. Conservatives must make it clear that if we are serious about the threat of violent terror groups, protecting our homeland and changing our political correct attitude of letting in so many people from volatile parts of the world is more important than airstrikes on ISIS. Now, this thought about Senator Cruz's Expatriate Terrorist Act. It goes without saying that the citizens of these American terrorists must be revoked. It would be ridiculous for Republicans to grant authorization of force to battle ISIS 7,000 miles away and then let them back into our country. Conservatives should ensure that any war authorization is coupled with Senator Ted Cruz's bill to revoke the citizenship of those who fight for foreign terrorist organizations. Under current law, only those who fight for official foreign states are stripped of their citizenship. Final comments using soft power. There are a lot of tools at our disposal to fight terror before we spend a lot of resources to combat them overseas in an expensive and protracted military engagement. ISIS is largely funded by the Islamic regimes in Qatar and Turkey. Yet we continue to engage in bilateral relationships with those countries. Conservatives should call for a suspension of all arms agreements with Qatar, and we should start building the case for expelling Turkey from NATO. Moreover, conservatives must push legislative cutting off aid to all entities that fund and harbor terrorists, period. Most certainly, terrorist entities themselves, such as the Palestinian Authority. This is much broader than one organization, my friend. While Obama boldly asserted that ISIS is not Islamic, the reality is that they, along with every other terror group, is indeed Islamic. Finally, the president must present a special request for authorization of force to Congress. We either fight this war or we stay out. There is no middle ground, my friend. If the president fails to submit that request and abide by the aforementioned principles, it's hard for any Republican to make a conservative case to support this action. So these bombings that we're hearing of, pinprick bombings that are happening in Iraq and Syria, are really not making a dent into ISIS in that respect unless we have boots on the ground. So if you're going to go in at all, go in with those as well, says the military. We need to not only train the Syrians, the Sunnis, and those people of their own ilk who will fight against their own people for their sake, for their safety's sake. We need to be a part of the boots on the ground, or else get out completely and let all of them in the Christians there and many others be beheaded. Their own Muslim people are being beheaded because of this radical Islamic group, this Islamo-fascists, as I call them. Well, let's look at that from that perspective. I talked about Shemitah in the past, and Shemitah author Jonathan Kahn answers the critics, "Judgment is coming." His article published yesterday by Leo Homan, "God Still Raises Up, Pulls Down Empires," he says. America's ticket for divine judgment may have already been signed and sent off to the printer, but there's still time for God to cancel the order, according to a leading Bible teacher and author. That time could be running short, though, says Jonathan Kahn, a messianic rabbi and author of the New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, and the newly released sequel, The Mystery of the Shemitah. In the absence of repentance and mass revival, Kahn sees a continuation of catastrophic shakings that will gradually break America down, knocking it off its perch as world leader. America's current downward spiral started in 1973 with the Arab oil embargo, economic turmoil, the first lost war, and the legalization of abortion, Kahn said in an interview with conservative radio host and theologian Michael Brown. It is a wake-up call. And Kahn's book has people thinking about these very issues, Brown said on his nationally syndicated show, The Line of Fire. Brown asked Kahn what he thought about the skeptics, including many Christians who have scoffed at the book's premise that God still sends judgment against modern-day nations. I just say somebody on Christian television to say the very thing. I just saw it. And I mean, it's almost a temporary deism, Kahn said, referring to the notion by some theologians that national judgments come only at the end of the age when Christ returns. First of all, the Bible says that he will judge the nations, but also it gives dynamics and patterns that he does judge the nations. Righteousness is exalted and sin is a reproach to any nation, not just at the end. In the book of Acts, it says, here's grace, and yet God judges in the church. He judges Ananias and Sapphira for lying. He says judgment begins with the house of God or the people of God. So how could there be no dynamics of judgment or judgment against sin if judgment begins with the house of God? Clearly, it's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Sin is judged, he said. It can take a good while as it did in the Hebrew scriptures, but ultimately it does come, and all those principles of the Bible do come true. God does judge unrighteousness. God does judge nations. They rise, they fall, according to God's will. Kahn listed a number of empires that fell in accordance with the timing of the Shemitah, which starts during the month of Tishri on the Hebrew calendar and is ushered in at Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which was last Wednesday, a week ago today. Those that landed on the dust heap of history included the Ottoman and Russian empires in 1917, the German Reich and the Japanese Empire in 1945, and the British Empire in 1945. Patterns in history are being repeated, Kahn says. Kahn looks at history and sees a series of judgments on America that line up with certain biblical seasons rooted in the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 25. Like Israel, Kahn says America was founded on biblical principles and experienced immeasurable blessings throughout much of its history. By the end of World War II, the U.S. emerged as the uncontested global superpower, a trend that started to unravel slowly at first in 1973. We'll have more on this subject and others on the Conservative Talk Network, The Glenn Pabst Show. Let's keep righting the right.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I was recently told that if people truly believe in what they are doing, they would not hesitate to ask for help, and I truly concur. United We Stand was the motto of the 13 colonies. It must be ours today, my friend. We must become a church united to see the restoration of America, to once again be a shining city on a hill, a beacon to guide the world. We must believe the impossible and embrace to challenge. What if David had cowered when Goliath challenged? What if Esther had refused her destiny? What if Samson had believed his indiscretions could halt the mighty power of God? What if Ronald Reagan had listened to his advisors and not uttered those now famous words, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down these walls"? What happens if we refuse our moment to win? Patrick Henry cried out to his fellows with these now famous words, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Like Patrick, it is time for us to become the patriots God has ordained us to be. The days of sitting on the sidelines waiting for others to stand have passed. It's our time, our calling, our glorious blessing to be chosen for such a time as this. We must unite to take back our nation. We must begin the quest of reclaiming our nation. If Satan can usurp what isn't his, then we can, as God's army, take back what God has given. Pastors, you have the opportunity to be the Black Robe Regiment of our day. Lead your flocks instead of sending your flocks. Embrace the moment. If you, the Christians of America, called by God, desire to be part of this effort to reclaim our heritage, contact us at The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, and let us know you desire to be a part of this united effort. We will begin the process of connecting the dots. With the aid of divine providence, we will prevail. Stand with The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, in prayer, in participation, in sponsorship, in monetary help and encouragement. Your generosity has paved the way to this point. Please help us again. Any gift would be welcomed. Prayers and encouragement will be a blessing. I believe in this mission, and I hope you will partner with us in reclaiming America. God bless you, and thank you for all you have done and what you will do in the future. For more, go to writingtheright.com. That's R-I-G-H-T, writingtheright.com. Thank you. My life verse is 1 Timothy 1:5. The goal of our instruction is love out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. My friend, God bless you. Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's the Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep Righting the Right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous.
Back to the Glenn Pav Show at 34 minutes after the hour on primetime drive time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the show called Righting the Right, and we're continuing on taking a look at the Shemitah with Jonathan Kahn. He says, after the oil embargo and the lost war in Vietnam, the nation endured stock market crashes in the autumns of 1980, 87, 2001, and 8. Each of one of these years, Kahn has discovered, was a Shemitah year. A once every 7 year phenomenon that was marked in ancient biblical times by letting the land lie fallow and releasing all debts. If Israel remained faithful to God, the Shemitah brought blessings. But if it turned its back on God, the Shemitah would bring a series of judgments and eventually destruction, which is what happened in 586 BC. The judgments, given as signs of warning, were ignored, and Babylon rose up as a competing power, defeated Israel, and hauled its people off to captivity. Is America following the same pattern, we ask? The Shemitah year of 2001 and 2000 to 2001, which brought the September 11 attacks and stock market collapse, was followed 7 years later by 2007 and 8 Shemitah, which brought the Great Recession. Now the next media year opens September 25th this year, last week, and runs through September 13th of 2015. The collapse usually occurs at the end of the year on Elul 25 on the Hebrew calendar. The next Elul falls September 13th, 2015 on the Gregorian calendar. I would take note of it. Kahn said he is not predicting the pattern of judgment every seventh year will necessarily continue on cue with another market crash or cataclysmic event in September of 2015. He said nobody can predict the hand of God, but it is something we need to be aware of. I'm not saying it has to continue, but I would take note of it, he told Brown. Kahn said that once he discovered the exactness of the historical patterns of blessing and judgment in line with the Shemitah on the Hebrew calendar, he raced to get the book into print before the Shemitah year kicked off. He said the book has already made the bestseller list, and the publisher has printed 400,000 copies to keep it, with demand coming from the likes of Amazon and Walmart. He said he has been getting calls from financial analysts, but who always suspected there was something about the autumn period that seems to bring out the worst in the stock market, but felt baffled when called on to give an explanation. Now they are studying about the Shemitah, he said, also known as the sabbatical year of the year of release. This is when ledgers were historically wiped clean of all debts and credits, which is still practiced as a symbolic rite by Orthodox Jews. The State of Israel has started funding research into the Shemitah, and Kahn said, because these Orthodox farmers who observe it have been blessed with harvests up to double the normal fold. Brown said the messages of Kahn's book is clearly and timely, but for America, it's not about money or farming. He hopes it will spur believers to get their spiritual houses in order. Friends, what we're saying is we must be sober. Even if someone was not looking at biblical prophecy or biblical patterns, just looking out at the world, just looking at the economy, just looking at the massive debt, just looking at the rise of radical Islam, just looking at the sexual anarchy in America, just that alone should sober us up and awake us, as Jonathan is seeking to demonstrate in the mystery of the Shemitah book. God has not been absent from history, and history is not unfolding in any random pattern. Remember that. Remember. 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 Righteousness exalteth a nation, and sin is a reproach to any nation. Headline, third group wants in on an NSA case. Had tip to Politico by Josh Gersten of yesterday. A third civil liberties organization is asking a federal appeals court for time to defend the only federal court ruling challenging the legality of the NSA, that's the National Security Agency's bulk collection of information on U.S. telephone calls. The Center for National Security Studies, a D.C.-based group which advocates for individual liberties and government transparency, asked the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit Friday to allow the group time to argue. What? To argue that U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon's ruling that the counterterrorism program appeared to be illegal was correct, albeit on different grounds than Leon identified. Leon found the program likely unconstitutional as a violation of the Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. However, CNSS and other advocates have argued that Leon never should have reached the constitutional issues because the NSA's bulk telephone metadata program was never authorized by Congress. Headline, black convert to Islam beheads woman in Oklahoma. Now, you knew of this. Officials with the Moore, Oklahoma Police Department says the FBI is now involved in the investigation relating to that terrible, brutal attack of workers at the Vaughn Food South distribution plant. Lewis confirms that Hufford was stabbed several times and that Nolan severed her head. At that point, Lewis claims Nolan met 43-year-old Tracy Johnson and began attacking her with the same knife. Alton Nolan has a history of run-ins with the law, with multiple incarcerations in 2011. It is possible that Nolan converted to Islam while in prison. After all, Jihad Watch's Robert Spencer reports that the Oklahoma beheader's Muslim name is Joachim Yisrael. His Facebook page, thanks to Pamela Geller for this, is all about Islam. It's not only full of Quranic and moral exhortations, but also several pictures of Yisrael at a local mosque. Watch for mosque officials to say they hardly knew him and to complain about Islamophobia and backlash. In Jachim, Israel, we once again have a convert to Islam who became quite devout and became violent. In the wake of the murder he committed today in this last week, watch for more assurances that the murder had nothing to do with the religion that exhorts believers in its holy book. When you meet the unbelievers, strike the next. That's what it says in the Quran. Nolan was a drug user, marijuana, and drug pusher, cocaine, and had multiple arrests for assaults against the police. Yeah, so let's legalize marijuana in the process, right? No, let's not. That's the whole idea. Let's not. And let's not let the mainstream media and the Obama administration simply say this is workplace violence. That's totally unacceptable. We should know better. Okay? Now, understand this, folks, that illegal immigration in America is and America's agonizing decline are related to each other. And this man came into our country, and this man, who is Islamic-oriented, followed the Quran, followed their, quote, Bible, small b, and beheaded a woman because she would not convert to Islam. That's the religion. That's what the terrorists are doing all over the world, now here in Oklahoma. And now today we heard, or yesterday we heard, that Dallas has the first reported Ebola account here in the state of Florida, in the United States of America. Dallas, Texas. Ebola. How did it get here? Immigration. Illegal immigration. People coming over the border. And even our government, as I reported earlier on the show, 6,000 legal visa immigrants came, and we have no clue as to where they are. That's our government saying that's how they're controlling the immigration process in the legal way. Look at how they're not controlling it as well in the illegal way. I've been deeply involved in ministry to foreign students in America, and many of the students who come to America to study become American citizens. They followed the required procedures, and after being answer all the questions, they pass all the tests, and they're happy to be here, even proud of being here. They come here because they love the freedoms and the liberties they can enjoy. 150 nations do not have those freedoms and liberties today. And they recognize the many open doors of opportunity available to them. Many excel in academic disciplines, going on through college and graduate school and becoming doctors, attorneys, engineers, college professors. They're shocked by the low morale and low moral values of many American students. They're also deeply distressed by illegal immigration and by the American government's refusal to take some basic steps to halt the flood of illegals. We'll tell you more about this illegal immigration and how America's agonizing decline continues on the Glenn Pabst Show. Let's keep riding the right.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show. I've coined the phrase, writing the right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I stands for integrity, and now the G stands for godliness. Godliness is not only a work of faith, but also a state of mind. Prayer is absent from our schools. The Ten Commandments are being removed from our hallowed halls of justice. The American flag is being disrespected within by protesters on American soil. The Pledge of Allegiance, including one nation under God, is gradually silenced throughout the land. My friend, let's humble ourselves, pray and seek Him, and turn toward reformation from wickedness. Our second President of the United States said that our Constitution was written for a moral and religious people. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network. With godliness, let's keep writing the right.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. I find that if I help a senior citizen walk safely across the street at a busy intersection, I find myself safely across as well. So I endeavor to help those individuals and families that are willing to help themselves. I believe it is very important that you consider an investment alternative than the unstable dollar, namely gold in small amounts. I've discovered a win-win combination, safe investment in gold for you and your family, and helping support the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right radio expansion. The plan is simple. Simply register for free on my website, writingtheright.com. Then discover what product or plan you and your family would like to invest in yourself. To learn more, go to writingtheright.com and click on the homepage icon, Gold Savings Club. It's free to join. So help support the radio show and take care of your family at the same time. It's a solid, golden opportunity. Count on it. Let's cross the street together.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. We're going to continue on with a look at the news, and we have a conservative perspective on the news with Tim Bryce. And this is his topic, There Is a Reason for Everything. Let's play that cut for Tim Bryce right now.
This is Tim Bryce with my column entitled, There Is a Reason for Everything. It was the Greek philosopher Aristotle who originally made the observation, everything happens for a reason. By this, he contended events do not happen simply on their own, but are triggered by a specific cause of some kind. This cause and effect phenomenon is important to understand as we move through life. It means we should ever be mindful to understand why something happens, thereby learning from the experience in order to either replicate it or prevent the event from happening again. It is about our intelligence. Some time ago, I wrote a paper entitled Increasing Brain Power. In it, I observed the human being acts on three levels. Level one is primal, where our actions are instinctive or robotic. Level two is moderate, where we take in more input than output. And level three, accelerated, where we produce more output as opposed to input. Ideally, it is at level 3 where we should be operating, particularly at work. Unfortunately, this is not so, as we become tired, distracted, or lose interest, thereby causing us to decelerate to levels 1 or 2. Technology also dulls brain power, either by distracting our attention or we become dependent on it to perform certain mental functions, for example, basic math through calculators, balancing a checkbook, and so on. This is essentially no different than the effects of alcohol or drugs on the brain. Where we get into trouble is when we operate on the primal level. Here we rely on our basic instincts, which we learn from others, such as our parents, teachers, friends, and the media. However, if we are not being taught properly, that we learn immoral lessons, for example, then our instincts will be wrong and we will make bad decisions. We can overcome this problem simply by considering cause and effect in our perceptions, along with a little logic. This is difficult for a lot of people operating on autopilot. Instead, they prefer the simplicity of level 1 and act on impulse as opposed to analyzing the world around them. This is why people make knee-jerk reactions and either harm themselves or others, or both. As an aside, this explains why mothers tell their children, "I suppose if Joey jumped off the bridge, you would follow him, wouldn't you?" By doing so, she is saying, "Can't you think for yourself?" One last note. In the other article, I made the observation people on the average typically operate at a level 3 for approximately 3 hours a day. Assuming we sleep for 8 hours, this means we have 13 hours to get into trouble, assuming our instincts are wrong. Kind of scary, isn't it? Friends, keep the faith. This is Tim Bryce, Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
And there we are. That is Tim's look at his topic, which is there is reason for everything. Three levels, as he brings out, three levels of human action. The primal action level, number one, where our actions are instinctive or robotic. It's just, responding to the stimuli around us. Moderate is where we take in more input than output. And, you know, you can't do that. You can't keep on taking in. And that's why students in school, you know, they take in one lecture, then they go to another lecture, then they go to another lecture. How much can they take in before it becomes, saturation, brain saturation? The third level is accelerated, where we produce more output as opposed to input. So ideally, for our learning experiences, and I've found this when I was in Bible school and seminary, as well as other educational situations, the most important way is you take it in, you apply it as soon as possible in your life, and so the input is equal to the output. That would be ideal. It doesn't happen that way, though. We take in at certain times, and then, like let's say you're driving right now. You're taking in information from our show. Well, you're not going to apply that, perhaps, in your life or make major decisions until you think about it for a while, until later on you discuss it, perhaps, and then you make some output observations into action. You put them into action. That happens. We understand that. So, but only a little bit, says Tim Bryce. Only 3 hours a day do we get to that level 3 area where output is being produced more than the input? We have to live practical lives. We have to live sensible lives. We have to be in common sense. We have to obey the laws. We have to live within the structures that we're living in. God has allowed those to happen in our lives. And so let's keep those things in mind. You know, in this case, we have legal laws. We have rules of law. We have laws on immigration. And we have those who are fighting these laws of immigration. And, as I shared earlier, there are there's deeply distressed situations by illegal immigration in our country and by the American government's refusal to take some basic steps to halt the flood of illegals. At this rate, it's obvious that the American people, that the America we once knew, will soon become a vestige of the past. The once prosperous and peaceful nation that drew many to its shores by American exceptionalism will be turned into an American disgrace, a whimpering third-rate nation that can neither care for its own nor those who come here for refuge. The nation that was once a beacon of hope for the oppressed will have the flame of liberty snuffed out. as is true with others who argue for closed borders, I will be charged with being a racist. Let it be known I believe that there is only one race, the human race. Christianity and the redemption it offers those who put their faith in Jesus Christ is for all people. Christ died for all people. I'm also aware of the fact that those who argue for closed borders will be told that Christian compassion demands open borders and amnesty. Now, that's not common sense. It would be the same as if I had air conditioning installed in my home and you did not have it in your home next door. And I said, well, I need to open up the doors and windows and let the air conditioning in my home help the neighborhood. It's not common sense. I would be losing the air conditioning and nobody else would be able to appreciate that air conditioning because it's not confined in a logical rule of order way. Understand that we are told that we should demand as with Christian compassion open borders and amnesty. That is the same foolishness as I just talked about. I believe that it is both a misunderstanding of Scripture and also a misunderstanding of the dangers to which illegal immigrants, especially women and children, are being exposed. As we will see, these meet violence. They meet oppression. They meet abuse far beyond what they generally experience in the countries of their origin through sex trafficking, through drug cartels, through the controls that are out of control of America, but that are the controls of the evil and the corrupt. A nation of immigrants? We often hear that phrase, don't we? America is a nation of immigrants. It sounds good, and in real sense, it's true. The only true Americans are the Native Americans, yet even many of them came from somewhere else. However, those who favor open borders fling the phrase around to justify their push for open borders. What does America's immigration record look like? I'll tell you more about this tomorrow. This is awesome. This is amazing as I ask that question tomorrow morning on A Look at the News, the conservative perspective of the news. What does America's immigration record look like? Thank you for listening to the conservative perspective of the news today. Our time is gone for the first hour. We're going to be blessed in the second hour with a great book called Benjamin Morris's The Christian Life and Character of the Civil Institutions of the United States. This may inspire you. This may inform you. You may say, wow, I didn't know that. Wow. Where is this being taught in our history classes today? Well, you'll hear more, The Christian Life and Character. And then the third hour today on the Constitution, the Making of America. A lot for you today on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. So join us in the second and the third hours here. Stay with us on Drive Time Primetime on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The next hour, Tantalk Radio Network. Three radio stations in the Tampa area will join us as well. So good listeners, keep Righting the Right.
If you'd like to learn more about Righting the Right and the Glenn Pav Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pav, your Patriot host, saying, keep Righting the Right.